Religious Fundamentalism in Latin America and the Caribbean. By Nayeli Yovel Segura. General Director, ELEGE, Red de Jóvenes por los Derechos Sexuales y Reproductivos, AC, Red LAC Mexico. Email, nayeli@eleger.org. Twitter @nadito59. In the last few years, we have witnessed an increase in how fundamentalist groups have attacked and threatened human rights. Farida Afridi, a young Pakistani feminist of Pashtun origin and a women's rights activist, was shot dead when she went to work in July 2012.1 Meanwhile, Jennifer Markovsky, Garrett Swayze, and K.R. Stewart were murdered by a Christian extremist at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, USA. 2. The Latin America and the Caribbean region is no exception. In El Salvador 3 and Mexico 4, women are sentenced to up to 30 years in prison for having abortions. In some cases, they have even been judged for having spontaneous abortions. According to a study done by Amnesty International, defenders of sexual and reproductive rights are stigmatized through widely publicized statements by authorities and individuals that compare them with criminals. 5. Beyond the violence that these women suffer, a core problem is that fundamentalist movements are increasingly present in the field of defense of human rights with augmented financial, media, and political resources, which significantly surpass the resources of social movements, such as the feminist or SRHR movements. 6. An example of this is the increasing presence of these groups in spaces such as the United Nations, or in areas of power and decision-making of secular states, which should by definition be independent of any religion and guarantee all rights, irrespective of religious beliefs. 32. As author and theologian Jean-Pierre Bastian said, religious demand has become political action. 7. In countries like Mexico or Brazil, 8 evangelical groups have been consolidated as political parties that have significantly interfered in democratic processes. In Brazil, for instance, it is said that the evangelical legislators 9 were crucial in the political trial against Dilma Rousseff. Another state that blatantly violates secularism is Honduras, where the Catholic hierarchy openly supported the 2009 coup d'etat, and most recently, in a statement published on the official congressional website, evangelicals celebrated the penalization of abortion in all its forms. In this same fundamentalist vision, the youth are considered a sector that could be strong enough to destabilize anti-democratic political systems. In accordance with this perspective, fundamentalist groups feel that they need to promote values that control and repress young people, including weakening young people's full exercise of sexuality. It is important to mention that the church is not religion itself, for that matter, are not the problem. The problem is the fundamentalism under which their most influential leaders act. They oppose women, they are patriarchal, they are against human rights, they are violent, and they are also typically against an egalitarian society. This vision, which goes against equality, undermines advances resulting from decades of efforts of various social movements, such as the acknowledgement of women, adolescents, and young people as human beings with rights. In this totalitarian, patriarchal, and conservative vision, women are reproductive beings that have no right to decide over their own bodies, which translates to serious setbacks on issues such as the access to legal and safe abortion. In this same fundamentalist vision, the youth are considered a sector that could be strong enough to destabilize anti-democratic political systems, as was the case in the Arab Spring. In accordance with this perspective, in which young people are problematic, fundamentalist groups feel that they need to promote values that control and repress young people, including weakening their full exercise of sexuality. Consequently, the fight to succeed in having the necessary conditions for young people and adolescents to exercise a free and pleasant sexuality is becoming increasingly complex. Evidence of this condescending vision and of the violation of the secular state is the fundamentalist group's continuous fight to eliminate specific curriculum contents on sexuality, with which they do not agree, from education in general. This is not about the need for educational systems in the region to provide comprehensive sexuality education, which, as a matter of fact, is one of the things that still needs to be accomplished. The point is that their conservative perspective establishes that sexuality education should only focus on the traditional model of family, ignoring the diversity of families that currently exist. The recent questioning and the great mobilization against gender ideology 11.12 is proof that progress reached is at risk. Once again, fundamentalist groups propose strengthening gender roles in which women must take care of the family in a private space, and consider homosexuality as a disease that has to be cured or should be punished. What we, as the feminist movement and as people who work to defend sexual rights, have taken as our flag to face fundamentalist groups is the premise that secular states need to guarantee religious freedom. A secular, laic, 3-3-and diverse society, as well as further progress on human rights, is essential to achieve human development. The Latin America and Caribbean region is not exempt from fundamentalist attacks, and, like in the rest of the world, those who bear the heaviest burden are women, adolescents, and sexually diverse people. Continuing our fight, day after day, for the recognition of rights is the only way forward. Secular states need to guarantee religious freedom. A secular, laic, and diverse society, as well as further progress on human rights, is essential to achieve human development.